Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the entire world. We should have a Yeshua from this magefa that has spread everywhere. And we're going to be learning about a very important inyan, a maisa. What does one do when one has limited medical supplies? Who gets it? Who gets the ventilators? Who gets the medicine? Very central question now. And like most questions, it's sugi and shas. Torah has an answer for everything. In Maseches Harayos and Afid Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says that they're klal and medine kadima. Who comes first? When you want to save somebody, who comes first? Ha'ish kodem le'isha, v'hachios l'hashiv aveda, isha kodem l'ish, l'ksus l'hotzim beis hashevi. So if to be mechaya, to give life, a man precedes a woman, for a Shabbos Aveda man precedes a woman comes before a man when it comes to clothing, when you can only give clothing to one of them, or to take out of captivity, a woman comes before a man. And the next Mishnah says, Kohen precedes a Levi precedes a Yisrael precedes a Mamzer before a Nassin before a Ger before an Eved Meshuchor, a freed Eved, a Masa Bizman Shikulam Shav, Mavalim, a Mamzer Tamut Chacham. The Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz, Mamzer Tamut Chacham, Koidim, the Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz. If you have if they're all equal. But if you have a Mamzer Tamut Chacham, so he has blemished genealogy, but he's a Torah scholar. And you have a Kohen Gadol, his mom's got a great job, Chashev a guy, but he doesn't know how to learn, doesn't know anything. So the Mamzer Talmud Chacham comes before the Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz. So we have Adifuyot in Kadima, and those who come first, those who take preference because of Yichus. And not that a man comes before a woman, it's because, says the Rambam in the Parash Mishnayos, Rav Adin Bar Tanura, Mishum HaKudosh Meno Shechayiv B'chol HaMitzvus. Since a man is Chayiv B'chol HaMitzvus, that gives him more sanctity, and a woman's only Chayiv B'mitzvus Shizman Grama, and therefore he's Kodom LaHachiyos. These Dine Kadimos were Paskin LaHalacha, Rambam, Perek Ches, Milchot Matnes Aniyam, Halachos Yad Zayin Yud Ches, Shulchan Aruch, Yaredeh, Reishin and Aleph, Sifun Ches, and Tes. So B'pashtus is Mashm that we're talking here, even if it's Mamish Pikuach Nefesh, as emerges from the Shach and the Taz there in Yaredeh, other Mepharshim as well. However, it's not so Pashut as Rav Eliezer Yehuda Waldenberg suggests. Let's see. This keta of ha'ish kodem la'isha in the Mishnah, the Rambam omits it in his halachas and in Mishnah Torah. And the Rambam only paskins in the 8th parak of Ochos Matnes Aniyim, the other hakdamas. Kohen precedes a Levi precedes a Yisrael. Not only that, the Torah as well also omits the fact that ha'ish is kodem la'isha, the Beis Yosef. And that the tour paskins that you're makdim ha'isha le'ish, bein laha'achila, bein l'ksusa, for food. He says that a woman comes before a man, both for food and for clothing. He asks in the Mishnah Harayos, where it says that a man precedes a woman laha'achios. A man precedes a woman when it comes to giving life. Being Mechaya. So answers the Beis Yosef. Sarach Loimar, de lahachios hanu lahatzilam im tovim benor, aval achil lav vachal lahachios hu, eladina. Acheres. So, lahachios is to save if they're drowning in the river. So the Beis Yosef wonders, why does the Mishnah Harayos, how can the Torah paskin that you're makdim ish lisha la'achila for food, when the Mishnah says that for life man comes first? So his teretz is that what's life? Life is to save them from drowning in the river. Drowning in the river is not considered. It's not achila. Achila is two separate things. There's a mom is someone who's dying, there a man comes first. And then there's where you give food, that the Torah says that a woman comes first. So it's mishtamea from this, you can learn from this, that he owes that lahachios, if it's pikuach nefesh, man comes first. The Torah only paskin that a woman comes first for food. He doesn't talk about lahachios, but the mashmaos of the Beis Yosef is that lahachios, when it comes to saving life, a man comes first. However, this self-same Beis Yosef in his Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya, he goes in the footsteps of the Torah in the Rambam, and he omits that a man precedes a woman lahachios. Because the Omer Darsheni Lahavin Peshen Adavar, Makorekan. How can we say, how can the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, all omit this very fundamental principle that man precedes woman to save a life? They pask in other things, they pask in Kohen Kodem Levi, Levi Kodem Yisrael, Anisha, a woman precedes a man to give food, to give clothing, but when it comes to saving a life, to drowning in the river, they're oddly silent. This is what's called in modern Hebrew, Shtikaro Emet, a very loud silence. It really makes us wonder. The Ramah, Yerideya, Simon Reishin and Beis, the Seif Ches, does bring this din, that if they're drowning in the river, a man comes first, because the Rambam Chaber Paskins, that you redeem a woman before a man. And if you're in a place where the captors, those who take people into captivity, the captors, are those of a homosexual inclination, and they are going to rape this man, then the man comes first. And as we're worried about being taken advantage of sexually, so who's usually going to be the victim? The woman. So therefore you have to redeem a woman first to save her from this terrible fate. But if they're going to go for the guy also, Rachmana Litzlan, you have to save him first. The Ramah adds, they're both going to drown. Man comes first. The Taz, Siv Katan Vav, says this is learned from the Mishnah Harius, that a man precedes a woman lachioso. Anything giving life, any danger of death, man comes first. And the reason, says the Taz, is because man is chayiv in more mitzvahs. And so explains the Shach and Yerideya, Reishin and Aleph, Sivkot and Yer Aleph, that it says, Ish Kodem Lisha Lahachios, we have to say, Lahachios is Latzilimim Tovim Benar, but Achila isn't included in Lahachios, as we said before. The din of Achila, of giving food, is like sus, is like clothing, that you give the woman before the man. If you look carefully at the Ramah, it's not clear that he really holds this way, because Re'ezeh Pele points out the of Waldenberg. The Levush, the Talmud of the Ramah, says the Ramah means something else. Ani mitzatet et ha-Levush. Reishin and Beis is Seif Ches. Poidem es ha-ish ha-koidem ha-ish. You redeem a woman before a man, Sheboishta Maruba, because her busha, her sense of embarrassment, her sensitivities are greater. But if those captors are accustomed to engaging in sexual relations with men, God save us. So a woman, Rachmana Litzlan, who's raped. So at the end of the day, it's a man raping a woman, so it's tremendously traumatic, and we have to redeem the woman first in general, and we're not making light of it at all. However, at the end of the day, it's still a man and a woman. Whereas, when a man is taken captivity and he's going to be raped, that for him is a worse, says the Levush, fate, if he is raped by the other men, than a woman. But Saro Merube, in other words, we're not basing here, saying based on genders. Not that men are important than women. Women are important than men. It's pashut. In each situation, you have to determine who's going to take preference. So when it comes to lahachios, we saw before, according to those who understand that way, that a man comes first because he's got more mitzvahs, so there's more kedusha. When it comes to redeeming, a woman comes first because she's going to get raped. He's going to get raped. But if the man's going to get raped by the man, so then he's got to come first because his boshes is greater. His tsar is greater. Let's say both of them are going to drown themselves in the river in order that they don't meet this terrible fate of being taken advantage of sexually. The man comes first, vile, because he has a greater tsar. Royal Hatsilo Yoiser. Adkan Divrei Ha-Levush. Wow! So it emerges from the Levush that he explains the din of the Ramah as a continuation of what the Mechabe there says. In other words, we're talking about a case where a man and a woman were taken into captivity, and the captors are accustomed to Mishkab Zachar, and therefore both of them, the man and the woman, want to drown themselves in the river in order that they're not taken advantage of. And therefore we paskin that a man comes first, since he is doing this from a greater sense of pain than a woman, and therefore you should save him. And if so, according to this, the Ramah is not going to be a proof that the din will be like this in general. Let's say a man and a woman are both in a life-threatening situation. Who says that you should save the man first? The Ramah only says to save the man, says the Levush, when they are both going to be raped. So since the man's rape is worse than the woman's rape, save the man. Okay, but what about when they both want to drown themselves in the river, save the man because of the rape, because it's worse for him, so he comes first. But stam, a case where a man is going to be life is endangered and a woman's life is endangered, you have one ventilator and a man comes to the ICU and a woman comes to the ICU, so who says you give it to the man? That's Pashtus Divrei HaMishnah, that you give it to the man, but that's not Pashtus Divrei HaLavush. That's the Lavush says Pashtus Tefakert. Lavush says that we're not even talking about such a case. We're talking about, Lavush doesn't mention that, Lavush says we're talking about a case where the man comes first, where they're both going to be, they're in captivity, they're both going to be taken advantage of, they both want to drown themselves, save the man first. Otherwise, they're equal, even Stephen. Lashon HaMishnah Baharius. It says, we can also explain. It's not talking about Pikuach Nefesh Mamish. It's talking about a case where you're giving out food. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about giving food. That you give the man food before a woman. They're both going to die. That's a different story. It's not talking necessarily about Pikuach Nefesh Mamish. And we can bring a raya that we're talking about Napi Koch Nefesh Mamish with Divrei Yerushalmi. Harius, Paragim Alocha Dalit. Ksus Isha Chover, Vachai Amarz, Ksus Isha Chover, Kedemis Lachaim Ritz, Vachavod Ishal Chover. It's Doch HaPele. The clothing of the wife of the Talmud Chacham. So, in other words, Rebbetzin X needs a dress, and the Am Aretz needs life. Who comes first? Rebbetzin X's dress. How can you say that a woman's clothing, even if she's the wife of a Talmud Chacham, precedes the life of an Am Aretz? Can't be. Ela vadai, medubar lo pikuach nefesh mamash. Not talking mamash about pikuach nefesh. This guy's gonna die. Of course, save the guy. But if you only have enough money for either clothing or some food to give the guy some extra chiyus, so the woman comes first because she's an eshes chaver. She precedes the Talmud. She precedes the Am Aretz. And that could also be the Mishnah. That the Mishnah means not mamish pikuach nefesh. And Taka, the Pnei Moshe, who's the Mefarish and the Yerushalmi, he says that the Gemara, when it says lahachios, it means lafarnes, to give some parnasa, but not mamish to save him. Save his life when his life is in danger, lefakech of Zagal, when an avalanche of stones fell on him. How can you say that the ksus of an eshes chaver precedes Pikuach Nefesh, since it can't be. So the Shach in Yoredei Reishon and Aleph, Sif Katan Tes Zayin, wants to learn that way, that it's talking about Pikuach Nefesh. See how he explains it. But this is the very, very wondrous way of learning the Mishnah, learning the Gemara, and it's more Pasha, like the Pnei Moshe. It's not Mamish talking about Pikuach Nefesh. And the Maisa, the Shach was masking that even Bismanazeh, we don't have a Din Talmud Chacham, so this Din is in Noeg, so therefore Luxus Eishes Chavir is in Noeg. Not her clothing, not the Talmud Chacham's clothing, the Amaretz comes first. So now, we can take a step forward. And we can also say that's Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam learns the Mishnah is not talking mamish about Pikuach Nefesh. It's talking about Mizonos. And that's why he omitted Ayish Kodem Lisha Lahachios. And other Rabbah, he admitted the fact that you have to save a man's life first because he doesn't hold that that's what the Mishnah means. And when it comes to giving food, he says that a woman comes first. Isha Kodem Eslish Lahachil Luxus. How can the Rambam paskin against the Mishnah? If lahachios means giving food, and it says man comes first, so then you have to give the man the food first. It's not mamish pikuach nefesh, but you have to give the man the food first. So how can he paskin against the Mishnah and say you have to give the woman the food first? So the answer is, the Rambam is paskining, like is often the answer when the Rambam goes against the Gemara. Like one well-known Magachir says, Bibdichusa, and the Rambam Lishitaso against the Mishnah, against the Gemara. It's a joke. So the Gemara says, Elso, how do you explain Rambams that are against Gemaras? Look for another sugya. So Daf Samach Zayin Amar Aleph in Ksubis, it says, Yosem v'yosom ishabol isparnes, mefarnesim isha yosom avachach, mefarnesim isha yosom. V'neisha ish darko lachaz la'achzor ala psochem, v'neisha darko la'achzor. If you have an orphan and an orphanette, a female orphan and a male orphan, a boy and a girl, and they need parnasa, you give the girl first, and then the boy. Why? Because the boy can knock on doors. He could go begging. But the girl, that's not the derech of an isha. When you get a knock on your door for tzedakah, I would say about 90%+ of the time it's a male, right? That's more of the derech of the ish. So the Rambam learns that this is talking both about food and about mizonos. Now, like other Mepharshim, because of the stira between the Sugi and Ksubis and the Sugi and Harias, they say that in Harias we're talking about Pikuach Nefesh. And there the man comes first. Here we're not talking about Pikuach Nefesh. Or that in Ksubis, when it says that the girl comes first, it's talking about clothing. Ayin Toises Rit, Shita Mekubetzes, Afla, Be'er Sheva, Hora Gever, and Harias. But the Rambam holds it's a Machlokas Sugis. That Sugi and Harias holds that a man comes first to give food. And the Sugi and Ksubis holds that a woman comes first, and the Rambam paskins like Ksubis. And it could be, what Rav Waldenberg suggests, is the Rambam will hold not even a stir in Sugis. That he makes an ukimta, that the Rambam is learning that the Sugi and Haris is talking about where the man cannot be Machazer ala Psochim. He's a very Machubadika person, it's not within his dignity. So therefore, the man comes first. But if he is a Ragel Chazer Ala Psachim, then the woman comes first. Okay, it's a little hard to make him come to the Ram. The Ram doesn't say, makes Shechiluk. But again, when there's no Pikuach Nefesh, the Rambam doesn't say that a man comes first. The Maisa, the Rambam writes in Luchos Manas Aniyim, "Mipnei sheish darko lechazir." It's the way of the man. So maybe Gitaka learn, but if it's not his way to be mechazir al psachim, the woman comes first. But again, that's all if we're talking about just getting food. Then a woman comes first, and if a man, he's not accustomed, maybe then he comes first. If it's beneath his dignity, very mechubadik a person, it would be worse for him to go door to door than the woman. Then the man comes first. Maybe you could say that in the Rambam. But l'hachios mamish, the Rambam doesn't talk about that. So maybe the Rambam holds they're equal. It's also just, it's a pella that they shouldn't say, I'm saying. At least they'll say, tell us they're equal. Now look at the Me'iri. The Me'iri in Horius. V'af b'shneim b'ayim l'hachios. Ritzon l'orma l'hachil. Isn't that amazing? We have Mefurish in the Me'iri. L'hachil. That l'hachios means who you're giving food to first. Shekasad m'shish kodem perusha b'shein evshel l'lachzor. Hayim evshelo ha'isha. Hakoidemes af lahachil sheish darko lachzer v'lo aisha kumo shizbar b'shishi shel ksubis. So he says that, you know, when they both come lahachios, who you give free lahachil? We wrote that a man comes first. That means that he's not able to be mechazer al psachim. But if the man can, then the woman comes first. Like we see in Ksubis. So he's telling us, don't think lahachios means pikuach nefesh mamish. They're even. They're equal. We're talking about give food. And then he makes the chiluk that we made. Possibly in the Rambam. That if it's the derech ha'ish l'chazer al p'sachim, then the woman comes first if he can go door to door. Or if the man can't go door to door, it'll be too much for him, then the woman, then the man comes first. Would be more of a busha for him than it would be for the woman. So in our shaila of who you're giving the ventilators to, the respirators, or a limited amount of medicine, mamish, when it's a case of mamish pikuach nefesh, then we have no hachra. You think you had hachra up in the Mishnah, and some people learn the Mishnah that way. But we see that the Gedolei HaPoskim, Tur, Shulchan Aruch, Rambam, they don't talk about it. So apparently, Mishtikasim, we can say that they're equal. When it says in the Mishnah, Ishko Demislishim Besa, Ishakon Demislishim Besa Shevi, that's also Alt Busha. Not Alt Sakana. Who's gonna suffer more, but not that someone's gonna die. If somebody wants to, let's say he's conscious enough and he sees that there's a Talmud Chacham next to him, and he says, give him the ventilator. Is he allowed to do such a thing? So the Sefer Chassidim writes, Shnaim Shiyoshim Bikshu Evim La'arag Echad Mehem Im Echad Talmud Chacham V'Hasheni Hediot Mitzvah LaHediot Lo Maharguni V'Loi Chaveri. Ki Reb Ruvain ben Itzterubli Shabigish Yagu V'lo Rabbi Akiva Ki Ramo Yitzrichim Rabbi Akiva. So if once it's the Goyven, the enemies are going to kill one person, Talmud Chacham and a simple person, it's a mitzvah for the simple person to say Kim. He doesn't have to, but it's a mitzvah to say take me first, because the Rabbim need him. So if a person feels that the other person is needed by the Rabbim, he has the right. It doesn't say that we have the right to prefer the other guy, but he has the right to say that the other person should go first. So this is a very broad sugya, but I really think that we gave some insight, we shed some light into the issues involved. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yatzilenu Mikol Tzara V'Tzuka. You know, we've been giving many shiurim b'siyata d'shmaya and these inyanim of pikuach nefesh. So here we have a very, very yisodistic question which is coming up now, because there are so many sick people and so few medical supplies, yachasit, you know, ventilators, things like that so many people need in order to remain alive. And then you have a question of who to give it to. as of this shiur, there are already 664,731 reported, there are a lot more, reported cases of coronavirus, and 30,892 reported deaths, and 142,427 recovered. And so we see that this is a, I mean, you know, if you have 664,000 plus who are sick with this, you know, they have 664,000. Not everyone needs a respirator. Sometimes the symptoms are very mild, but there are a lot of people who are on life support. So that's really the shaila. And right now we have no hachra, not between a man and a woman. It's not mentioned, but hopefully we will get more into it in other shiurim. And we should be zochem mir tishem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yatzilenu mikol lo yishama shod v'sheva b'artzeinu v'nizke b'mehera l'gula ha'shlema, amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.